Hey, everybody, Jeff Thompson out here in California, Napa Valley, Enchanted Hills. Spent the day up in the shop today, learned how to run a track saw, and that's where you, say you're cutting off plywood, how are you going to cut it all the way across with a skill saw? And track saw does it. Take your click ruler, which is a device that projects out, and you set that up for a certain dimension, and you put it up against the track, and you clamp the track to the substrate, the piece of wood that you're cutting, and the saw, the surface of the saw, sits down in the track, kind of a flat 6 inches across, and it has a groove, and when you pull the trigger and you push down, cuts straight across. It's really clean, really easy. I have a method of doing this that I've developed, but it's more intricate. There's a lot more things that can go astray. And a little bit difficult sometimes. You gotta set up a lot of things, and you gotta subtract this, do that, do this. But this one, you just set it up and you just do it. So something new is a DeWalt one. It costs about $400, and there's a Festo, which I believe is $600-some. So makes it more reasonable. So it's really cool. So I learned how to set that up, use it. So I practiced with it and stuff, and I'll be teaching that. And we're going to do some dovetail joints. What dovetail joints are, picture locking your fingers together. Those would be called finger joints. So if one board is one set of fingers, the next set of fingers is the other ones. And when you slide your fingers together, like at a 90-degree angle, that would be called finger joint. They're squared off, kind of like a log cabin type of look. But a dovetail are kind of like more of a triangle. Like the feathers on a dove at the end of them are wider at the base. Do you know what candy corn is shaped like? Kind of like those triangles. So when you cut out, if you would take candy corn or a triangle shape and cut a swatch through there, it would leave a funnel shape, you know, like the candy corn. And then you do go down a certain distance amount and do another cut. So you would get these, what they call dovetails. So you do a series of these on each board, and then when you interlock them together and they lock together, you have wedges that are pulling each other together, and it's one of the best way to make a cabinet drawer dovetail, because it creates so much surface content of jointery, and the best joints have the most surface contact in different directions. So dovetailing is one of the highest, and they use highest regarded type of joint. And it's kind of a lost art because they used to use chisels, measure chisel. Just like they did old log cabins, you know, they put the cuts in there so they interlock and stuff like that. Well, dovetailing was quite the art to do. And so we have a device now that we use, a router, and it has a jig, and you put both pieces in at the same time. When you go in, out, all the way down, when you're done, those two pieces will fit together. So it takes the craftsmanship out of it, but it makes it look like the craftsmanship's in it. So it's not as detailed and as intricate as using a wood chisel, and accuracy and finessing it and fitting everyone to fit each other. This way it goes through this guide and chin, 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 chin. You're done. Probably a little more than just going chin, chin, chin. But so we're going to set that up, and I'm going to master that and teach that. I've involved myself in that type of stuff before, so I'll be all right. Well, looks like some of the staff around here are gathering people up. We're going to go down to the pool area and have some dinner. No one's here for the classes yet. That'll start tomorrow. They'll be piling in. They got 6 coming in at 3 o'clock. They'll probably be here around 4:30. And then I think there's going to be a total of 14. Total involved will be over 20 of them. And, yeah, so they'll be here between tomorrow and the next day, but we'll have a big powwow tomorrow night talking about what we're going to be doing and stuff like that, get that all lined up. Cleaned up the shop a little bit, got things organized, and I got myself familiar with all the gadgets and gadgets and all the stuff that a different shop would have that I don't have, and learned a few things about some of the stuff that is there and how it works and everything, getting myself acclimated with all the tools, different tools, more industrial type tools than I have. Mine are affordable tools that weekend warriors would use, but they're some of the best weekend warrior tools. But these here are stuff that you might find in a school, might find actually in the industry being used 8 hours a day, 16 hours a day for, you know, first and second shift or something like that. That's how high quality these are, high industrialized and beefy these machines are. So it's a little bit of a different game, but it's the same principles. You just got to learn how their features work, you know? Just like when you get a new car and you hit the brakes for the first time, it's like, ooh, touchy, or, you know, ooh, they're soft, or something like that, or where's the button for the, you know, where's the door handle, you know? You ever done that as a blind person? You've been in the car, and all of a sudden it's time to get out, and it's like, you know, 3 minutes later, you're still groping the side of the door, and you're pulling on handles and stuff, trying to, okay, there it is, you know, you find the door lock, and you hit that, you want to put the window down, you know, and that's what it's like, kind of like with someone else's workshop. You're in there, you're using all different types of things, and, you know, I can't find the door handle, the door lock, or anything like that, in a sense, but it's not as terrible that moment that you do have that occasional, I can't get out of the car, but anyways, I hear the goats, they're munching away on the left of me, so it must be dinner time. We're going to take off from this side of the mountain, go down the other slope, and check it out. A lot of great stuff here. Shane, Tony Shane, he's from New Zealand, and his son Koa were here. They came in, I believe it was yesterday, they came in, we toured around, and they like to what they call forest bathe, like sunbathing, forest bathing. They like to just soak it in, you know, the forest and stuff like that. But he's a wood carver, and he's done massive amount of wood carving in his life with chainsaws and all that stuff. And he took a log today, and I got some pictures of it. Took a log today, and he carved in, I believe it was Redwood Grove. He carved right into it and removed all the, recessed all of the stuff away so the letters stay out. Then he'll chisel them in into this old log that, well, it was really interesting because on the backside of the log, 20 years ago, he carved in an eye of a lizard, and the log has an opening like a mouth. And so it's really interesting how here he is 20 years later, and he went to the other side. Underneath the moss, he could see the silhouette of the eye of the lizard. So it's really cool. Really neat guy to talk to, really neat stuff that he talks about of preserving trees and how to, you know, he gets his chainsaws, grinders, and chisels out, and pretty soon he is like a totem pole or something. You know, he just makes stuff, the eagle's head, eagles, or a lizard back, and, you know, which is a ladder for the kids to go up a tree for it and stuff. And really, really neat person, really neat to talk to about the preservation of the earth and the trees and the how to use reclaimed wood for purposes rather than doing other things, you know, like cutting a tree down. Let's go see if we can find some fallen trees or dead trees or something of that nature. So his son is was raised in England and talks about that stuff more so than Shane will. So Koa does a lot of the talking about this stuff, and Shane says, that's fine with me. That's fine with me. I'd rather do the work and let him talk. So they make a great team. They make a great team and good people. Good people. So I will let you all go. And that's the news from Enchanted Hills, part of the Lighthouse for the Blind program. And it's a great place. I met Tony, the guy who is coordinator of the whole camp up here. And good guy. Really good guy. So getting the know more and more about the place, and it's really cool. I don't know if I mentioned the amphitheater that they're building way down on the lower slopes.